This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 327 for Tuesday, March 30th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Tuesday morning, as speculative long liquidation returned to weigh on values after yesterday's brief attempt at consolidation. Canola is down $9 to nearly $15, May down $14.70 at $741.50 per ton. New crop November down $9.40 at $596.10. Overnight losses in Malaysian palm oil and weakness in Chicago soy oil contributed to the early selling pressure in canola, with the latest price activity also looking bearish from a chart standpoint. The USDA releases its first survey-based acreage estimates of the year tomorrow, and pre-report positioning is expected to provide some direction to the North American agricultural futures today. The underlying fundamentals of tight old crop canola supplies did remain supportive. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower, with positioning ahead of tomorrow's USDA report a feature. The opening of the Suez Canal weighed on crude oil markets this morning, and that was bearish for the grains and oilseeds as well, as world trade flows slowly return to normal. Soybeans are down 5 cents in the May contract at $13.88 per bushel. Pre-report estimates ahead of tomorrow's plantings report call for an increase in U.S. soybean acres on the year, with average guesses of around 90 million acres. That would be up by about 7 million on the year and a new record for the crop. Quarterly stocks data will also be released tomorrow, and that should confirm the tightening old crop situation. Corn, it is down as well, May down 3¾ cents at $5.43 per bushel. Pre-report estimates ahead of tomorrow's report peg U.S. corn acres at 93 to 94 million. That would be up by about 2 to 3 million acres from last year. The USDA did report private export sales of just over 100,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations this morning for delivery during the current marketing year. That solid export demand provided some underlying support. Wheat futures are lower in early trade, with improving U.S. crop conditions weighing on prices. Most major winter wheat producing states saw their good to excellent ratings improve on the week, with crops that are already growing in the south ahead of average for development. Minneapolis spring wheat down 4 cents in the May contract at $6.06 per bushel. Kansas City down 3 cents in May at $5.66 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 6 cents in the May contract at $6.10 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 30th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.